Welcome to Designing Your Life Today with Pat Council, the Power Lady, episode number 54. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Council, your host. And over the next 30 days, we're going to be talking about how to achieve real wealth. You're going to get some amazing insight on what it really means to have wealth and increase your health and to cultivate more fruitful relationships. And it's going to be so awesome. And we're going to give you 30 days of absolutely free, wonderful, beneficial, exciting information. And they're going to be techniques and strategies that you can use. We're going to have some resources for you on our website, designyourlifetoday.com. So remember to stop by our website and check it out. So why am I doing this? I'm doing this because, well, first of all, I know what it feels like not to have. And I know what it took to become successful in life, to get the wealth and to have better health and to cultivate fruitful relationships. So I know what it feels not to have any of that. And I took the time to learn what I needed to do to be better, to take my life to the next level and to constantly take it to the next level. And so I learned the ups and downs of everything. And I thought, you know what, why not share it with you guys, because there's so many people out there who want the wealth and they want the better health and they want those fruitful relationships. Even people who say they don't need friends, everybody wants to feel like somebody cares about them and somebody really loves them. So that's why I decided to share. I was taught certain things, and those things did not include being wealthy. And so I've learned some different principles, and these are very solid principles, principles that have worked over time. And I wanted to take the time to share it with you. So we're going to do that over these next 30 days, and we're going to have some fun with it. And you know what? Some of you guys will probably get some amazing results within 30 days. Now, sometimes it takes longer than that, but some of you are going to get some amazing results. So you can share it on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/designyourlifetoday. Click that like button if you haven't liked our page already, and post some of the results that you're getting, some of the insights. One of the keys to wealth is to share and to connect with other people and to say something that might inspire someone else. We have a tendency nowadays to want to keep everything to ourselves, but it's okay to share. There's enough to go around. Hey, before we jump right into our show for today, I want to remind you guys to register to receive info about all our great, absolutely free webinars that we have coming up that are designed to help you learn to monetize your talents. It's designed to help you move any obstacles that are preventing you from becoming your best and achieving the wealth that you know that you deserve to have in your life. You're going to learn so many great things on those webinars. So get registered for those. You can go to designyourlifetoday.com/webinar. Also, register for our newsletter and find out about some of those amazing guests that we have coming up. I mentioned some of those guests on, I think, Thursday and Friday shows last week. So check it out. And you can hear about some great guests. We've got more great guests that are committing to come on our show just to share their success stories with you so that you can travel or make your journey and be more informed. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed so you never have to miss one of our powerful episodes. Listen, if you want a great life, you have to take the time to design it. So join us as we give you the techniques and strategies to do life with power. All right, let's get to our show.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and this is Wonderful Wednesday. Hey, I have announced some of the amazing guests that we have that are coming up on our show. We have best-selling author John Gordon, who's going to be coming up in a few months. We also have Dr. Venus Opal Reese, who's coming to our show, and we have several other guests that will be hanging out with us in the very near future. And you guys don't want to miss one guest. As a matter of fact, next week, as early as next week, we have Terry Mora, who is going to be here with us. And he's really awesome, you guys. He's done some amazing things with his business, and he's a person that you can learn a lot from when it comes to never giving up, never stopping, and never quitting. So he's going to be here with us next week. And of course, tomorrow we have Printel, a Bankhead, who's going to be here to talk to us about how to stay focused and to give us some great insight on how to achieve. Of course, Printella is a returning guest. I love having her on the show. She's like a sister to me. And when we get together, we have a good conversation and a great time talking. So I think you guys are going to get a lot out of the conversation tomorrow. She's going to share a very real story with you and about how she took her business to the next level, and also how she helped someone else to get the things that they wanted. So this is going to be an amazing show tomorrow, and our guests that are coming up, they're going to be very powerful. And we have several other guests that are there waiting in the wings. So I will be announcing more guests coming up on Friday or Monday. Okay, let's talk a little bit about what company are you keeping. Today is the day where we talk about taking our friends for a test drive. You know, that's really important. If you are on the path to wealth, you want to increase your income, this may sound a little bit snobby, but unfortunately, it's true, it's real, and it's all about where you're headed in your life and what decisions are you prepared to make. There are times when you have to let some friends go. And so how do you know what friends to let go? And the best way I could think of to do it for myself was to take my friends for a test drive. Now, what's that? I'm making them sound like a car, right? So what is that all about? Basically, when I talk about taking my friends for a test drive, toward the end of 2015, I looked at my goals, and my goals are lofty for this year. I keep making the goals bigger and bigger, and they are huge this year. And as a result of that, I decided, okay, I need to really pay attention to my environment. I also need to pay attention to who I'm around and who I'm going to communicate with, and just really kind of clamp down on what doesn't work, or cut it off, if you will. You know, clamp down on it and cut it off if it doesn't work, and or prune those bushes. Okay, there we go, something like that. But anyway, what I'm getting at here is that I had to decide what friends I was going to allow in my immediate sphere. Now, my circle of influence. And the thing about that is I have different friends and from different walks of life. And I don't ever just get rid of a friend. I mean, they've got to be really mean to me, in which case I don't tolerate that. But I still just take the nearest exit. Who has time to argue? But what I decided to do was to take my friends for the test drive by doing this. Number one, the ones that were here locally with me, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, I decided to kind of hang out with them and see what it was like being with them and really listen. And these are friends that have been friends of mine for years. I mean, 15 years, almost 20 years, and some longer. So I said, but you know what? I'm going to another level. And is it about getting rid of your friends because you want to increase your income, or you want to kind of go to another level as far as your business? Do you get rid of your friends? Because that does sound kind of shallow, doesn't it? But that's not what it's about. Here's what it's about. It's about moving people or keeping them at a distance to keep them from bringing a certain type of energy in your space that's going to prevent you from being your very best. Your obligation, first and foremost, is actually to God, and secondly, to yourself. And then once you have kind of paid attention and fulfilled those obligations, now you start to look at family, and then you start to look at friends, and then you start to look at other things, okay? The career and things of that nature in terms of people on the job. Okay, because we're talking about people. However, when we're talking about taking your life to the next level or going to another level as far as increasing your income and really increasing your business or just being your very best, losing weight and becoming more physically fit, whatever the goal might be, when we're talking about doing that, then you owe that to yourself. Why? Because you're about to position yourself so that you can make a more valuable contribution to society and a more valuable contribution to the people that you come in contact with, in direct contact with. So this is why it's important. You know, I had a friend of mine, I shared a goal, and it was a huge monetary goal, and it was a goal that I'm going to accomplish within the first quarter of this year. I shared that goal with that person, and the first thing that person said was, oh, so you must want to be among lifestyles of the rich and famous. Well, first of all, if I want to be among lifestyles of the rich and famous, ha, that's the beauty of America. I can do that as long as I'm willing to earn it. But here's the thing, that's not what the big monetary goal was for, so I could be among lifestyles of the rich and famous. Are there things I want? Yeah, there's a certain type of car I want, and there's certain things that I want to do to my home. So yeah, different things like that. However, I wanted that extra money because I want to take my business to another level so that I can reach more people. I want to help 1 million people do life with power. And in order to do that, it takes money. You've got to reach people and share information that's going to benefit people. And that means that I need some extra training. That means that I have to connect with certain people, and that takes money. So my point is, it wasn't just about wanting more money just for things. It was about wanting more money so I could fulfill a very, what I consider to be a very worthwhile purpose. So my point is, I thought about it. I said, okay, when I sat down to kind of look at my list of friends, and I do this actually almost every year. Some years I skip this, but for the most part, I do this almost every year. When I set my goals, then I look at my friends and I see, okay, who could be a hindrance here? Who could be a benefit? Who can I benefit? Who would I hinder based on the goals that my friends have shared with me? So it's not just about me. I look at it from their side also. But more so, this is about you looking at it from your position, because this is about you fulfilling your goals. So as I started to look at that, of course, that friend went to the top of the list of people I just didn't want to communicate with on a regular basis. And of course, if she's listening to this show, then she knows why. Well, I haven't called. You know, it's kind of like, after a date or something, you know, they don't call. But anyway, so she knows why I haven't called, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. So what I'm saying to you is, sometimes you have to pay attention to the company that you're keeping, and you want to take your friends for a test drive. Now, one of my friends, we went to another city. We went to the down to St. Augustine and to see the Night of Lights, and it was a great time. It was nice conversation, peaceful, and we talked about certain things as far as growth and ideas and pulling things, certain things together. So that was inspiring and that was fun. So here's the suggestion, or some suggestions that I have for you. First of all, when you look at your friends, consider this, that we often hold our families to an extremely high standard. In other words, if a family, if they make a mistake, or if they say something wrong, or if they borrow money and they don't pay us back, for whatever reason, people have no problem getting upset with their family members and talking about their family and saying mean things about their family. But when it comes to their friends, they let their friends off the hook. They, you know, give their friends just a lot of leeway. So I'm going to suggest to you that you do the same thing for those friends that you spend a lot of time with, because if they're in your immediate sphere of influence, they're kind of like family. As a matter of fact, they're closer than family if you're spending more time with them. So you want to hold them kind of to that same standard, if you will. In other words, if they're not treating you the way, in a way such that you deserve to be treated, where they are complementing your goals, they're complementing your life, they add to your life, then you need to rethink the friendship. And with that being said, here are the suggestions. I suggest that in taking your friends for a test drive, that you do, number one, ask very specific what if questions. You know, see what your friend would do in certain situations. See what, you know, what would they do? In other words, and I mean, I'm not saying that you have to put your friends through this third degree questioning, because, okay, that's just annoying and a little bit rude. But, you know, in general conversation, you want to ask them, hey, what if this happened? You know, for example, what would you do if you saw an accident on the road? What would you do? You know, and listen, there's nothing wrong. Sometimes people will say, well, I'm not going to stop, because people don't want to stop nowadays, because unfortunately, when you stop and try to help, sometimes it doesn't quite work out, but sometimes it does, but you don't know which is which, right? So if they say, oh, I'm going to keep going because I'm afraid. Well, what you're really listening for is the compassion. Where's the compassion? Because there's two ways to answer that. In other words, there's more than two ways, but two ways in which they would say, okay, I'd keep going. Hey, that's on them. That's one way. No compassion. The other way is, well, I'd probably keep driving, but maybe I would call 911, or I'd call someone and see if roadside assistance or if someone could come and help them instead of leaving the person stranded. There's the compassion. So you have to decide, but you get to decide what works for you. Because if the person says, well, it's on them, and that works for you, well, then I guess you guys are just like buddies, you know, because you guys think alike. So my point here is, ask them some what if questions and see where they're coming from. Because you know what that's going to tell you? That's going to tell you a lot about how they're going to treat you in a crisis. Now, I know you say, well, no, we're closer than that, so it would never, ever happen. Are you kidding? No, in the midst of a crisis, whoever a person is, it comes out. And a lot of times when people are talking about someone else, they're actually showing you exactly who they are. Now, if you said to them, what would you do if I were stranded? Of course, they're going to say, oh, I'd stop and help you. So that's not a real, you know, it's not going to tell you what you want to know. So it really is important, though, that you take your friends for that test drive, and you can start by asking very specific what if questions. See what your friend would do in certain situations. Number two, ask yourself how you feel when you're around this friend. You know, if you feel inferior, if you feel like that person makes you feel like you're insignificant and small, or that you don't matter, or your ideas are silly. If you feel that way around that person, now, first of all, you've got to be honest with yourself. Make sure it's not because you have a confidence issue or some self-esteem things going on, all right? If it's not you, then it's them. You know, it's not me, it's you. So no, in this case, it's them. And so you want to ask yourself the right question. And if it turns out that it is them, then you have a decision that you need to make. Because if you want real wealth, if you want to stay the course, if you are serious about having that life where you have the better health, the increased income, and the fruitful relationships, fruitful being the key, and supportive relationships, that's important too. So if you're serious about that, then you're going to have to make some hard decisions. And in order for you to get the supportive friend, you actually have to let go of the non-supportive friend. Now, a lot of times people don't want to let go of friends because they fear being alone, or they're afraid of not being liked. They think that friend is going to go out and gossip about them and say mean things about them or tell all of their secrets. Well, that's just a risk that you're going to have to take. And, you know, I've had that happen to me, and where people who I trusted and I shared things with them, and they didn't think I knew it, but they were telling and telling and telling and telling. Okay, but you know what? I mean, my life, I would prefer not to have all of my business out there, but hey, if it's out there, it's out there. I'm not a person that lives my life in embarrassment, and I'm an adult. I do what works, you know, what I want. I do what works for me, and if somebody doesn't like it, I'm going to let that be their issue. So my point is, though, is that we keep our friends and we tolerate those kinds of friends because we're afraid that we won't make new friends. Listen, if you're a friendly person, you will never, ever have a problem making new friends. That will not be an issue. So you want to ask yourself how you feel around that person. If you don't feel good, don't be afraid to let a friend go. Back away slowly. And the third one is when you guys are hanging out, or you can take the time to set up a time to hang out. And when you guys are hanging out, really listen to their conversation. Is it upbeat and positive, or is it negative and a downer? Well, if it's negative and a downer, yeah, you kind of need to get yourself a new friend. Because if you are serious, once again, about having the better health, because negativity, that affects you physically. And if you say, well, I'm not the one that's negative, the friend is negative. Well, you are around that energy. And believe me, it is affecting you in a big way. And you may not realize it while you're in it, but I can tell you, if you get around a group of positive people and stay around them for a long period of time, then you go back around the friend who's negative, you will definitely see the effect that it was having on you when you were in it. So my point is, you want to hang out with them, listen to their conversation. And is it a conversation that works for you? If you have a friend that curses and swears all the time and that annoys you, you don't have to tolerate that. You can get new friends. Nowadays, I think people kind of curse and swear. It's just like a part of their everyday language now. I'm not one of those people because that's not my thing. And quite frankly, it's annoying to hear it. But the point is, and thanks to guys like Tony Robbins, who led people to believe that the F word, while it does interrupt your brain patterns, I'm not sure it's sending the right message to your brain. And so I'm not a fan of that part. Sorry, Tony. But my point here is about your friend. If you don't like their conversation, if you have a friend who gossips all the time and you find that to be annoying, separate from that friend. Wherever you're going, this is the year for you to achieve or get to where you're going and achieve those goals and make it happen and step out big and do life with power. It's hard to be powerful when you're surrounded with friends who aren't interested in doing anything more, who aren't interested in going to another level, who are trying to talk you out of your highest and best. And any friend who does that, well, they're actually not a friend. So in that case, what would you do? Once you've taken your friends for a test drive, and like I said, I took all of my friends for a test drive. Those that were local, we hung out. Those that were far away in other parts of the country, I talked to them over the telephone for an extended period of time, and I made some very strong decisions. And with their listening to this podcast, and those that haven't heard from me, they now know why. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But I don't just like dump my friends. I let them know where I'm headed, where I'm going with my goals. And I listen. If they're supportive, all right. If they're not supportive, we're still friends. I just can't talk to you right now. And that's what that's about. So the point is, take your friends for a test drive. Be serious more serious about your goals and where you're headed. It's not about them. In this case, it is about you. You ever hear people always say, well, it's not all about you? No, it's not all about you, but there are times when it is about you. There are times when you need to pay attention to what works for you. There are times when you need to pay attention to bringing the best into your life. Don't ever let anybody talk you out of your good, or surround yourself with people who aren't interested in going to another level. People who want to complain about what's going on in this country, and they're always whining about different things. Listen, 5 years from now, they're going to be still whining about the same things, and you don't need that. I think it was Charlie Tremendous Jones that says that the experiences you have and the people that you surround yourself with will tell you where you're going to be in 5 years. And that's true. So if your friends aren't moving up the ladder, if they're not interested in going anywhere, doing anything, and you are, Doesn't mean you have to get rid of them, but I suggest you keep your distance. And yeah, I'm saying it. So you can associate with people that are going somewhere, choose friends that have similar values that are connected to yours, choose friends that have a common goal, where you guys have common goals, so you can feed off of one another and talk about different things. You know, it turns out that almost all of my friends are writers. And they weren't all writers when we became friends, but it turns out that they've over time have written books and everything, and so we have that as a common goal among other things. So my point is, you want to choose friends that you can connect with on that level. Also, you want to choose friends that can bring balance in areas in your life into areas where you are weaker. And choose friends that stretch. Friends that stretch and friends that motivate and friends that encourage you, believe me, you will reach your goals. I find that when I'm around someone who's on a level that I'm not, I don't think that they're better than me. I don't feel inferior. I don't think I've ever felt inferior around anybody. Not since, I don't know, probably since I got out of my 20s. But what I'm saying here is that those who are what I consider to be at a level where I am working to get to, then such as the multimillionaire level, those who are there, that's the level I want to be on. Why? Because the more money that I have, the more I can help other people. And the more I can have the lifestyle that I see for myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. But my point here is that when I'm around those people, it inspires me. It encourages me. And they don't have to say anything. I just look at, you know, how they have it sewed together. And I'm not talking about what they do behind closed doors, because I can't see that, because I'm talking about from a business standpoint now. They have it sewed together in their business, and they're thriving, and they're making things happen, and all the wheels are turning. And I'm quite good in business, but there are people who are much better than I am in business. Those are the people that I want to know. Those are the people that I want to learn from. Those are the people that I want to connect with. And yes, those are the people that I would like to develop friendships with. See, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, hey, the Bible tells you in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. So I'm pretty sharp, and I figure if I get with somebody else who's iron and they're sharp, hey, we're sharpening one another. If somebody's sharper than me, then guess what? They are going to bring me up to that level if I'm willing to go. So that's all I have for you today. Hey, take your friends for a test drive. Ask yourself, or answer the question, what company are you keeping? What is this all about, right? Hey, you guys, we'll be back tomorrow with Printella Bankhead. And as I said, on next week, Terry Mora. And you're going to hear more about him in the coming days before he is on our show. So it's going to be amazing, you guys. And remember, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power. Take those friends for a test drive.